Good evening, everyone, from Crawfordsville High School in Crawfordsville, Indiana. We welcome you to Northview Basketball here on Timeless Classics, WAMB, AM 1130, FM 106.9 and 99.5, as well as the web at WAMBradio.com. I'm Dave Crooks, along with Brad Wallace. Tonight, the Knights, with their 11-win, 5-loss record, will take on Crawfordsville. They are 9-6. The JV just pulled out a win tonight, 49-46. That was nip and tuck all the way, Bradley.
Yeah, Kristen Rumpke hit a big three there with 4.8 seconds to go on the clock for the Knights. Rumpke ended up with 16 points, Colton Wallace with 13, both of them in double figures. Colton coming off the bench. What a great night to be a Knight here at Crawfordsville.
Had a chance to talk to Coach Byram in the locker room earlier tonight. Let's go ahead and bring you our interview.
Talking with Michael Byram, the head coach of the Northview Knights, as Northview makes the road trip to Crawfordsville tonight. Coach, before we talk about tonight's opponent, quick recap of the Cloverdale game last night.
You know what? I thought we did a lot of good things. I think early on we missed a lot of open shots that we're capable of making. But, I mean, I'm really proud of our guys for hanging in there and finding ways to get the job done. I mean, Thomas could play really well in the first half, but we were able to kind of stop him. He only scored 6 in the second half, and most of those were in the fourth quarter when our JV guys were in there. So, I mean, we did a really good job defensively adjusting to that.
Yeah, Thomas had 19 in the first half, which was pretty much his season average, and it was impressive to see you guys shut him down in the second half.
Well, you know what? The first time we played them, I think he ended up with 17 or 19 points, and once again, we had subbed our JV guys in with the last 2 or 3 minutes of the game, and he got a few then. So, I mean, I thought we did, like, both times we played him, we did a pretty good job, which is good to see, like, when you play an elite scorer like that.
Well, tonight you're at Crawfordsville. Have they been on the schedule in the past or not?
This is the second time we've played them. Last year they was the first time ever.
So. Okay. So they're 9-6. David Pierce is in his 10th year here at the school. They're coming off a win against the Hot Dogs of Frankfort last night. What do you know about this team?
You know what? They're well coached. The kids play hard. They're aggressive defensively. They'll really kind of cause us some problems. A lot of times they'll kind of run and jump the ball, whether it's in full court or even in the half court, to try to get you out of your sets. So, I mean, we're going to have to do a good job seeing through pressure and cutting open spots and finding those open men. Defensively, we're going to kind of have our hands full at times, I think, because, I mean, they got a couple kids who could really put the ball on the floor and get to the rim, but then they've got Jesse Hall, number 14, 6'7", junior, who he's going to cause a lot of mismatch problems because sometimes he'll be the point guard, sometimes they'll post him up, so he kind of plays all over the place.
Looks like there's a lot of height on that team. You mentioned Hall at 6'7", but I'm seeing like 4 or 5 kids 6'4", or taller.
You know what? Not only are they long, but they're also physical and athletic. So, I mean, this is a really good test for us to see how we respond to that athleticism and that physicality, and especially being on the road. So it's good to open up February on the road and see where we're at.
How would you describe the play of this team typically?
I would say defensively they're going to put a lot of pressure. So I'd say they're going to a lot of ball pressure. And then offensively, they'll mix it up. Sometimes they play a lot. They'll play fast, but then if they need to slow it down, they'll do the same thing. So offensively, they can do it all.
Anything else to tell the fans about tonight?
You know what? I mean, this is a great opportunity for us to play a really good team. I mean, last year they had 18 or 19 wins, and they're just as talented as they were last year. So I mean, this is a good road test for us.
And I'm going to go ahead and plug this because you guys play a rare Thursday night game next week, I believe. Terre Haute South, of course, will be at Northview. And if you can pull off that win, you've beat all the Terre Haute teams this year. You'd like to see a lot of fans in the stands, I'm sure.
Well, I know traveling over south, that's going to be a big task at hand. And plus beating all the Vigo County schools in the same year, which hasn't happened, I think, since 2003. I think that was the group that did it like twice. It's going to be a good opportunity for us to see what we're made of in order to do something like that.
That's right. That is a road game Thursday, and then to accommodate the girls' sectional, a Saturday afternoon game at Bloomfield. So there's two more good teams back-to-back you'll be playing.
You know what? I mean, we play a really good schedule, and the last 8 games are – we're going to be really tested. Got teams that play multiple styles and a very talented team. So, I mean, we'll be road tested as well going into sectional. So we're looking forward to see how we respond.
Well, Coach, good luck tonight against Crawfordsville. We'll look forward to chatting with you in the postgame show.
Thank you.
And, of course, the comments from head coach Michael Byram from the Northview Knights as they get set to take on the Athenians of Crawfordsville tonight on the road. We'll come back. We'll take a look at some of the other games being played throughout the region tonight and get ready for the tip-off. It's Northview at Crawfordsville. Coverage coming up on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
I get my power from my co-op so I can put my energy into my family.
Into waking up the neighborhood.
Latte for Christine.
I get my power from the co-op so I can put my energy into planting seed for a brighter future.
Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, power to your community, for your community. So your energy can go into the things that matter most to you.
My 69 Camaro.
Who powers you? Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source of power and information.
Brought to you by Park County REMC. Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back in Crawfordsville, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace as we get set for high school basketball tonight here on Timeless Classics, WAMB. When you look at the Athenians, Greencastle was their first game of the season. They lost to the Tiger Cubs by 6. They beat Benton Central, lost in double overtime to Lebanon. They blew out Attica, lost to West Lafayette, won 4 in a row. North Montgomery, Seeger, Park Heritage, and Southmont, lost to Western Boone. They beat Victory College Prep, lost to McCutcheon by 3. They beat Fountain Central. They lost to Southmont by 2 in overtime, and then they beat the Hot Dogs of Frankfort last night 75-62. So that kind of gives you an idea of who this team has battled this season so far. There are a lot of games in the area tonight. Some of the teams of interest: Bloomfield is at Brown County, Bloomington North is at Columbus East, Bloomington South is at Silver Creek, Brownsburg is at Terre Haute South, Covington at South Newton, Evansville Day taking on Eminence, that is at Evansville, Monrovia at Edgewood, North Central is at Shackamack, North Knox is at Linton, Speedway is at Cascade, Sullivan is at Eastern Green, Terre Haute North is at Evansville North, White River Valley is at Clay City, and North Putnam is at South Vermilion. That game can be heard on our sister station, 104.9. WAXI. If you missed some of the scores from last night, besides Northview's big win over Cloverdale, 67-54, the rest of the WIC conference playoffs, and Brad did confirm this today, Bloomington Lighthouse did replace Cascade in the conference. That was a late decision this season. So West Vigo did beat Lighthouse 59-41. South Putt beat Brown County 47-34. North Putnam beat Edgewood 68-57. Greencastle beat Owen Valley 71-54. And my Sullivan Golden Arrows had no problem winning first place, beating Indian Creek 69-45. I thought that was supposed to be a close game, and the Arrows win it by 24.
Right, exactly. And wow. Everybody in the Wabash Valley thought that was going to be the game of the night, and Sullivan came out, and I guess they shot lights out in the first half.
Other games in the area tonight, from last night, I should say. Bloomfield beat North Central 66-52. Bloomington South beat Terre Haute South 78-39. That tells you how good that J.R. Holmes team is. And by the way, you know who was in the locker room last night at Bloomington South before the game?
Who?
Bobby Knight.
Real? Oh, great.
So what
great.
A pep! What a pep talk.
Yeah.
Covington beat North.
I hope he's not there when we travel or they travel. I would love him to be in our locker room at Northview, wouldn't you, Dave?
That would be fun. Covington beat North Vermilion 88-27. Franklin beat Martinsville 65-52. It was Linton over Eastern 78-37. North Davies beat Clay City 48-34. Park Heritage beat Riverton Park 55-36, while South Vermilion beat Shackamack 53-37. We'll come back and get you set for the national anthem, the starting lineups, and the tip-off. It's Crawfordsville hosting Northview tonight. The coverage is coming up here on Timeless Classics, WAMB, back with more in 90 seconds.
If you are cold and hungry, feel the heat while you eat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil. At Cilantro's, all of their delicious, authentic Mexican food is made as you order, so it's fresh, fast, and available in their dining room or carry out to yours. Plus, if you have a group event, remember Cilantro's Party Room with seating up to 70. For details or reserve a table, call 420-3299. Come in from the cold and feel the heat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, 903 West Jackson in Brazil. When you're at Cilantro's, you're familiar.
When you need insurance, it's important to have an agent you can trust. I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil. When I meet with my clients, my focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask. Don't let your mailbox or a computer screen be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back at Crawfordsville, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace. We'll turn things over to public address announcer Gary Lynn.
Good evening, basketball fans, and welcome to the Crawfordsville High School Gymnasium for tonight's varsity basketball contest between the visiting Knights of Northview High School and your Crawfordsville Athenians. Crawfordsville High School, a character count school, promotes good sportsmanship by student-athletes, coaches, and spectators. We request your cooperation by supporting participants and officials in a positive manner. At this time, we ask you to please rise and remove your hats as we honor this great nation, our veterans, and those men and women who risk their lives without fear to protect our freedoms. Tonight's anthem is being performed by the CHS Pep Band under the direction of Mr. Eddie Wanawanto. Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem. And now, let's meet the starting lineups for tonight's contest. Introducing the Northview Knights. At guard, a 6-foot junior, number 2, Brevin Cooper. At guard, a 6'3 senior, number 3, Cade Bryan. At guard, a 6'3 senior, number 5, Carson Gettle. At guard, a 6'4 junior, number 22, Caleb Swearingen. And at guard, a 6-foot senior, number 33, Tyler Hess. The head coach of the Knights is Michael Byram. And now, your Crawfordsville Athenians. At guard, a 5'9 senior, number 5, Carson Scott. At forward, a 6'7 junior, number 14, Jesse Hall. At forward, a 6'4 sophomore, number 33, Ian Hensley. At guard, a 5'10 sophomore, number 12, Zaire Morgan. And at guard, a 5'11 senior, number 11, Carsten Williamson. Assistant coaches for the Athenians, Danny Pierce, Sam Fitch, Tony Bean, and Jacob Miller. And in his 10th year as head coach of the Athenians, David Pierce. Your officials, Josh Keck, Derek Lynn, and Sean West.
Very good. Gary Lynn, our public address announcer tonight, as he sets the stage for tonight's big game. The center, or playing forward technically, but he might as well be center, Jesse Hall at 6'7" against Cade Bryan, who is 6'3".
Here we go.
Here comes the tip. It is controlled by Crawfordsville. This game is underway. Williamson will set the offense up now. Williamson hands it off to Morgan. Morgan still at the top of the key, passes right side to Hensley. Hensley gives the ball to Carson Scott. He'll pass it off, picked up by Hensley, and quickly it's off to Morgan. He takes it inside.
Brevin Cooper.
And a beautiful block by Brevin Cooper. He knocks it out of bounds, so it'll still be Crawfordsville basketball with 7:38 to go here in the first quarter. No score.
Second smallest kid on the floor.
We'll take that against especially these big kids here.
Yeah.
Inbounds play. Carson Scott picks it up in the backcourt. Scott will hand it off to Zaire Morgan. Ooh, he almost drug his foot for a travel, but they didn't call it. Jesse Hall quickly off to Ian Hensley.
32 officials in the stands called it.
Zia Morgan. Well, they don't count, though. Off now to Carsten Williamson. He'll take it inside to Ian Hensley, and Hensley gets the first bucket. It's 2-0 in favor of Crawfordsville.
1 minute, and we didn't even touch the ball, Dave.
Brevin Cooper with the basketball. Inside feed, little backdoor pass, and a nice layup by Carson Gettle. And the Knights tie it up at 2 with 6:55 to go in the first quarter. Down court quickly is Crawfordsville. They'll put one in the air from the right wing. Carson Williamson missed it. Rebound picked up by Carson Gettle. Here come your Knights. Brevin Cooper down court. He'll pass it off to Carson Gettle. Quickly off to Cade Bryan. Bryan, top of the key, passes to Tyler Hess. Hess quickly off to Brevin Cooper. Cooper back to Bryan. He'll try a three. It's good. Cade Bryan gets the first three of the game. The Knights lead 5-2, 6:27 left here in the first quarter. Zaire Morgan in the backcourt. Morgan dribbles, trying to direct traffic for the Athenians. Now it's off to the left side, picked up by Carson Scott. Top of the key, back to Jesse Hall. Hall to Carson Scott, puts it up from the left wing. Nothing but net. So now we've got a tie game with 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter. It's 5-5. Here come the Northview Knights. Brevin Cooper down court, hands it off to Carson Gettle. Gettle into Swearingen. Swearingen fakes, passes it off to Cooper. Cooper drives the lane. He sees Tyler Hess open from the left corner. Three-point shot is good. And the Knights now lead by three again, 8-5, with 5:35 to go here in the first quarter.
We shot the ball really well in warm-up since carrying over here in the first quarter.
Jesse Hall in the backcourt. Hall passes it off to Carsten Williamson. Williamson off now to Carson Scott. Scott to Zaire Morgan. Cross-court pass to Hensley. He'll put it in the air, and it's no good. Caleb Swearingen gets the rebound. He'll bring it down court. Swearingen, top of the key. Bounce pass off to Cade Bryan. Bryan takes it to the lane. Fakes. Turnaround jump shot is up, and it's no good. Rebound picked up by Carsten Williamson. Crawfordsville down court. Almost a steal. Is it a steal? Nice effort by Brevin Cooper. Looks like they're going to let Crawfordsville keep it, but a nice effort nonetheless.
Brevin Cooper all over the place, almost had that steal.
4:57 left on the clock. We're in the first quarter. It's 8-5. Northview leads Crawfordsville. Zaire Morgan passes it off. Picked up by Carson Scott. Now to Jesse Hall. Hall to Zaire Morgan. Over to Williamson. Bounce pass, ball almost gets away, but it's saved by Ian Hensley. He tries a short jumper, missed it. They get the rebound, and they kick it back out to Zaire Morgan. He misses the three from the left wing. Northview gets the rebound. Cade Bryan down court. He'll feed it to Swearingen. He tries to drive the baseline, and it looks like they're going to call foul.
Caleb Swearingen shoved off going around. The offensive foul, an official didn't like the hustle there of Swearingen.
So the first team foul for the Knights. 4:25 to go here in the first quarter. A Northview turnover. Crawfordsville gets it back. The Knights lead 8-5. Zaire Morgan hands it off to Karsten Williamson. Backdoor pass into Jesse Hall, and he gets the layup. So Jesse Hall scores his first two, and that cuts the Northview lead to 1 at 8-7. Brevin Cooper with the basketball. He'll hand it off to Tyler Hess. Quickly off to Brevin Cooper. Now to Caleb Swearingen. He finds Tyler Hess open to the right side. Carson Gettle is there. He'll try it from the corner. It's no good. Rebound picked up by Karsten Williamson for Crawfordsville. Down court, here they come. Jesse Hall in the backcourt off to Zaire Morgan. Morgan to Williamson. Top of the key now is Ian Hensley. Inside feed to Hall. He tries to go up for it. He missed the layup, but he's going to draw the foul. I think they're going to nail Caleb Swearingen with that in the act of shooting. Michael Byram making his case from his vantage point. It didn't look like it was a foul in his mind, but either way, Swearingen is going to get nabbed for his second. Free throw shot. The first one is no good, right?
Yep, off the front of the rim.
So one more coming. Let's see. Swearingen takes a break. Who replaced him, Brad?
DeHart and Fowler. Both sophomores check in for the Knights.
Looks like Gettle takes a break. Next free throw shot is up. It's, oh, so close. It stopped on top of the rim and then rolled off. 3:30 to go here in the first quarter. 8-7, Northview on top. Brevin Cooper off to Carson Gettle, or make that Cade Bryan, rather. Cade works the lane, passes right side over to Tyler Hess. Hess now to Cade Bryan on the right wing up high. He drives toward the lane, fakes, puts it up, got the layup, and he draws the foul.
That's going to foul is going to be on Jesse Hall, his first, team's first.
So that'll give Northview a three-point lead, chance to move it up to a four-point lead if Cade Bryan can connect. He's got 5 points overall, first time that the Knights have been to the free throw line. He missed it. Rebound picked up by Jesse Hall. Here comes Crawfordsville.
Shot at 100% last night.
They sure did. Karsten Williamson in the backcourt. Williamson defended by Brevin Cooper. He'll hand it off to Ian Hensley. Hensley off now to Ty Linus. Linus to Ian Hensley. Now Linus picks it up in the backcourt. Good pressure by Northview. Linus tries to drive it inside the lane and
gets bailed out.
It was like a Mack truck coming down the road and not really in control, but apparently they're going to call a foul.
Reach in on Ethan DeHart.
So DeHart picks up the personal, the team's third. This will send the 6'1" junior Ty Linus to the free throw line. As a team, they're 0-2, but he makes that one, so now they're 1-3. Tonight's game, a service of Refreshment Services, distributors of Pepsi in the Wabash Valley. Ty Linus ready for the next free throw, and he gets it. What'd you see?
No, they were joking about the foul between them, and Ethan said, but it wasn't me, and the official just shook his head and they ran down court. But Ethan wasn't even standing there, and they called it on him.
1 point Northview lead, 2:30 to go here in the first quarter. Ethan DeHart, cross-court pass to Brevin Cooper. He drives the lane, and he gets the layup.
6 foot can fly.
Brevin Cooper has his first two of the night. The Knights lead 12-9 with 2:18 to go in the first quarter. And sweeping on into the lane, Ian Hensley missed a kind of an old-fashioned, what was the NBA star that would always throw the free throws up from underhanded? And it looks like it'll be a quick jump shot by Karsten Williamson, the 5'11 senior. He'll score, cuts the Northview lead by one. Minute 54 to go here in this first quarter of play. We've got a foul called. That'll stop the clock.
Foul's on number 33. That's Ian Hensley, his first, team second.
So Hensley gets the personal with a minute 52 to go. We're in quarter number one, 12-11, Northview on top. Inbounds play, and a quick layup is good. Let's see, was that Cade Bryan?
Yep, 7 points for Cade with 1:45 to go in the first.
Back to a three-point Knights lead. Minute 40 left in the first quarter. And inside, Ty Linus tried to drive the lane. He misses the jumper, but it looks like he'll be fouled by Ethan DeHart.
His second.
And now at the free throw line will be Ty Linus again, where he made his first two a moment ago. Tonight's game is the service of Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil, celebrating 50 years of service to the community. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Ty Linus makes the free throw. He's 3 for 3. Makes it 14-12 in favor of Northview. He'll have a chance for one more free throw. Free throw shot is up, and it's no good. Rebound picked up by Cade Bryan for Northview. He'll hand it off to Brevin Cooper, who gets it down across the timeline. Cooper heads right toward the lane. Bounce pass. He tried to hit Jacob Fowler. The ball is loose. We've got a whistle. What'd they call?
Jump ball.
And the arrow is pointing toward
Northview.
Northview retains the possession.
Good hustle by Tyler Hess to get on that jump ball.
Brevin Cooper, the inbounds play. Cooper to the backcourt. Day tries to connect to Tyler Hess. It's knocked away and stolen by Crawfordsville, and now we've got a foul against the Knights.
You know, that was a really good foul by Tyler Hess to recover to get back up and stop him. It was a straight layup.
Good point.
That saved 2 points, really.
Carson Scott will check into the lineup now for Crawfordsville. He'll replace Cole Watt. Inbounds play. Crawfordsville with Zaire Morgan. Morgan, left side pass. It's off to Ty Linus. Linus to Jesse Hall, top of the key. Right side pass to Williamson. Now to Hensley. Hensley passes left side toward the wing. Carson Scott dribbles. Passes to Ty Linus. A minute left here in the first quarter. Jesse Hall in the backcourt. Hall near the free throw line. Puts it up and he gets it.
Great defense. He just got right through it.
4 points for Jesse Hall. We're tied at 14. 45 seconds left on the clock here in the first quarter. Brevin Cooper off now to Jacob Fowler. To the left side to Brevin Cooper. Cooper to Carson Gettle. Gettle, his pass knocked away. And we've got a whistle.
Foul's going to be on number three, a hold on Ty Linus.
Well, that's actually a break then for the Knights.
Yeah.
So Linus picks up the personal. Northview will inbounds the ball with 32 seconds to go here in quarter number one. We are tied at 14. It's out to Cade Bryan. Bryan in the backcourt, hands it off to Brevin Cooper. 25 seconds left. Cooper takes it inside. He misses the layup, but he draws the foul, and he'll head to the free throw line. Not sure if that's what the coach had in mind. I think he was trying to milk some more time off the clock.
Yeah, but he's seen a good seam, in which he had a good seam. And
he took it.
Yep.
Brevin Cooper at the free throw line. He missed the free throw. He'll have one more coming. Tonight's game, a service of Riddell National Bank, where you're not a number, you are our neighbor. Brevin Cooper, next free throw shot is up, and it is good. 15-14, Knights lead at 1. 20 seconds left here in the first quarter. Karsten Williamson. Williamson in the backcourt with 12 seconds to go here in quarter number 1. It's still Karsten Williamson. 7 seconds left, still near the top of the key. He stops. He'll pass it off to Ian Hensley. Hensley with 2 seconds left, puts it up for three, and he scores. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. On the Great Dane scoreboard, Crawfordsville has taken the lead 17-15 over Northview. Back with more in 60 seconds on WAMB.
Great doesn't stop. Ready for a new career? Great Dane has immediate openings at our Brazil facility. At Great Dane, we champion the needs of our employees by providing a dynamic environment for growth. Starting pay between $13 and $15 per hour with bonus opportunities and great benefits. After decades of success, Great Dane continues to grow right here in your backyard. Call Great Dane of Brazil, 812-443-4711, or apply online at greatdane.com.
That's the sound of money being poured down the drain. Because if you're not using H&R Block, you may be paying too much for tax prep. But it's not too late. If you switch to Block, you could start saving, which means you could start spending on things you really want.
expert tax prep for less. Just another way, it's better with Block.
This is Sue Goshen from your locally owned H&R Block in Brazil. We're open early and late for your convenience. Come see us.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Dave Crooks and Brad Wallace back at Crawfordsville High School, where the Knights trail by 2, 17-15 as we begin the second quarter. It'll be Crawfordsville's basketball as Carson Williamson takes it down, passes off to Carson Scott, now to Ian Hensley. Hensley off to Carson Williamson, top of the key, Jesse Hall quickly off to Ty Linus in the corner on the right side. He'll throw it to the top of the key to Hensley. Hensley now to Scott. Inside, they've got Hensley. He takes it off the glass. It's no good. Rebound picked up by Caleb Swearingen. 7:32 to go here in the second quarter. Swearingen inside. Little five-foot bunny in front of the basket. He couldn't get it to fall. Rebound picked up by Jesse Hall for Crawfordsville. Hall to Ty Linus. Linus drives the lane, and he missed the layup. Rebound picked up by Caleb Swearingen for Northview. Swearingen quickly down court to Tyler Hess. Hess in the backcourt, bounce pass to Caleb Swearingen, and we've got a foul called against the Athenians.
Foul is going to be on number 11.
Williamson will get the foul. 7:07 left here in the second quarter on the Great Dane scoreboard, a two-point lead for Crawfordsville. Inbounds play, Brevin Cooper. Cooper, right side pass to Tyler Hess. Hess throws it inside to Cade Bryan. Bryan fakes, puts it up. He missed the layup, but he draws the foul.
Foul's going to be on Crawfordsville, number 33. That's Hensley's second, and that's the team's fifth. Or team's sixth.
So at the free throw line, Cade Bryan. He's 0 for 1 tonight. Free throw shot is up, and he missed it. Tonight's game, a service of Sue Goshen at your hometown H&R Block, located at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. Get those taxes done from H&R Block.
Checking in for Crawfordsville's number 30, that's Alex Killerman.
Cade Bryan's next free throw shot, he missed it. He's 0 for 3 tonight from the charity stripe. So now here comes Crawfordsville. Down court, Carson Scott off to Jesse Hall. Hall in the backcourt, takes the ball toward the top of the key, hands it off to Carson Williamson. Williamson off to Alex Kellerman. He drives it inside to Ty Linus, and Linus will score his fifth point of the night, and now Crawfordsville has their biggest lead at 4 at 19-15. 6:25 to go here in the second quarter. Tyler Hess off to Caleb Swearingen. Swearingen fakes, loses the handle, ball broken up, and it looks like it may go out of bounds on Crawfordsville, so Northview gets a break there. Tonight's game is service of Morris Manufacturing of Brazil. They are hiring. Apply now at Morris Manufacturing. See Chip Morris and the gang at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Brevin Cooper passes it off to Carson Gettle. Bounce pass to Caleb Swearingen. Top of the key, Caleb passes right side to Gettle. He puts up a long three. It's no good. Rebound picked up by Jesse Hall for Crawfordsville. Down court, Ty Linus. He'll hand it off to Williamson. He puts it up, and he missed it. Rebound by Carson Gettle for Northview. Here come your Knights. Brevin Cooper with the ball to Cade Bryan. Bryan toward the lane finds Hess open. Hess quickly off to Swearingen near the free throw line. He lets it fly, and it's no good. And the Knights can't buy a bucket right now.
Caleb's struggling from the field tonight.
Jesse Hall. Backdoor pass to Carson Scott. He's on the left corner. Now it's back to Ty Linus. A quick pass to Hall, and Linus will set the offense up. He's in the backcourt. Oh, the ball stolen. Nice job picked up by Cade Bryan. He takes it down court, and the ball stolen from Bryan. Now Crawfordsville down court. It's one-on-one, and the layup is good by Alex Kellerman. And we've got six unanswered points by Crawfordsville. 5:05 to go here in the second quarter as they increase their lead, and Coach Byram wants to talk it over. On the Great Dane scoreboard with 5:01 to go in the first half, 21-15 Crawfordsville. Back with more in 30 seconds on WAMB.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust.
Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. The Straight Answer Auto Shop.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Good Saturday night, everyone. I'm Dave Crooks, along with Brad Wallace. We're at Crawfordsville High School, where the Knights trail 21-15. 5:01 to go here in the first half. Caleb Swearingen, the inbounds play to Brevin Cooper. Cooper takes the ball down court, passes off to Tyler Hess, quickly off to Carson Gettle. Caleb Swearingen picks it up from the left corner, tries to drive the baseline, too much traffic, kicks it out to Carson Gettle. Now to Brevin Cooper. Cooper's pass, deflected, taken away by Crawfordsville. Down court, Alex Kellerman, cross-court pass to Carson Scott, just shy of three. They're going to give him the three.
Foot was on the line.
24-15, 9-point lead right now for Crawfordsville as this one's starting to get away from Northview. Brevin Cooper to Caleb Swearingen. Now Swearingen, he'll find Tyler Hess. He'll put it up from the right wing, off the glass, a nice three-point jumper. We needed that. Tyler's sixth point of the night. That cuts the lead to six for Crawfordsville, 24-18. Does it make any difference that Sager and Ratings claim we're a five-point favorite?
No, it's just basketball, and we're in February.
Jesse Hall in the backcourt with 3:55 to go here in the second quarter. Hall off to Karsten Williamson. From the left side, Kellerman tries it. It's no good. They tried to save it, but it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Northview's basketball. Tonight's game is a service of York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram. Highway 40 West in Bruce. At York Automotive, we're not number one. You are. Couple of substitutions, looks like.
Yeah, Ethan DeHart and Cade Ryan check back in as Tyler Hess, and Brevin Cooper will get his first break for Cooper of the night.
3:46 left on the clock. We're in the second quarter. Knights need to add some more points to the board as they trail by six. Caleb Swearingen down court. Caleb takes it toward the right side of the lane, and he tries to go up for a layup, but he was a bit overpowering with the shot, way off the mark. Crawfordsville gets the rebound. Ty Linus down court. Now to Jesse Hall. Hall back to Ty Linus. Linus to Cole Watt. Watt in the backcourt. Now a three-point jumper on the way, and that's Alex Kellerman. He missed it. Rebound picked up by Ethan DeHart. Downcourt pass to Carson Gettle. Gettle to Caleb Swearingen. He'll take a long three. It's off the court, mark. Crawfordsville gets the rebound. Did we add a shot clock or something recently?
I must have, because we're back to the one pass and a shot.
Ty Linus. Linus tries to work his way in, off the glass, in and out. Boy, we got a break on that one. That ball was in the cylinder and somehow bounced out. We've got a foul called.
Foul's on number 20. That's Cole Watt. So his first, team seventh, and somebody will be shooting. I didn't even see the foul, so it looks like it's going to be Fowler standing the line. Big shout-out to his family, Fowler, Jessica, and kids back home listening.
Well, we're glad they've got the popcorn and the soft drinks going.
Yeah.
24-18, the Knights are trailing by six. Fowler's free throw shot, his first one is good.
Boy, he played really well last night. He's sure coming around for a sophomore and getting his legs underneath him. And great kid, great family.
Five-point deficit, this could cut it to four. His free throw shot around the rim, no good. Rebound picked up by Jesse Hall. Down court is Zaire Morgan. Morgan to Jesse Hall. Hall works his way in. Five-foot shot off the glass is good.
He just bulldozed his way right in there, leading with that left forearm.
2.5 minutes left here in the first half, 26-19. The Knights trail by seven. Cade Bryan near the free throw line puts it up. Round the rim, no good. Boy, it's one shot and done every time so far.
And we're not shooting very well at this rim either. I don't know if it's got something to do with the depth perception with the glass behind it. I know talking to Colton, he said it was hard to see, hard to shoot.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't even think about it, but he said this was a hard end to shoot through.
2:26 left on the clock. We're in the second quarter. Northview with the basketball. Ethan DeHart off to Cade Bryan. Bryan in the backcourt will hand it off to Carson Gettle. Gettle, cross-court pass to Cade Bryan. Bryan looks for help, and he finds from the corner a three-point effort by Ethan DeHart. He missed it. Rebound picked up by Zaire Morgan for Crawfordsville. We're approaching the two-minute mark here in the second quarter. Jesse Hall off to Zaire Morgan. Morgan to Cole Watt. They'll take some time off the clock as the clock is their friend right now with a seven-point lead. Cole Watt with the basketball as David Pierce, the head coach for Crawfordsville, yells instructions to his team. Zaire Morgan, now we've got a whistle. What are they going to call?
Foul on DeHart, holding. He had a hold of the back of Hall.
Well, that's his third foul.
And hooked him.
26-19, so DeHart will take a break, and that will bring Brevin Cooper back into the lineup. Seven-point deficit for the Knights.
I'm okay trailing. I don't like when we got a big lead at halftime, Dave. We come back and beat some big teams, Terre Haute North and stuff, so we just got to keep it manageable.
We're still in it, no doubt about it. Inbounds play. Carson Scott puts it up from the corner. Three-point attempt is no good. Rebound by Carson Gettle for the Knights. Here comes Northview. Brevin Cooper across the timeline. Cooper, top of the key. Hands it off to Carson Gettle. Gettle to the right side. We've got Jacob Fowler open. He hands it off to Carson Gettle. Or make that Cade Bryan, rather. Cade Bryan throws it in to Caleb Swearingen. He finds in the corner wide open. A three-point attempt by Brevin Cooper is no good. Rebound picked up by Crawfordsville as we approach the one-minute mark here in the second quarter. Seven-point deficit for the Northview Knights. Jesse Hall with the ball. Ty Linus. Linus looks for help to Jesse Hall. 49 seconds left on the clock or in the first half. It's 26-19 in favor of Crawfordsville. Jesse Hall passes it off to Karsten Williamson. Williamson in the backcourt. 30 seconds left on the clock. Jesse Hall. Hall looks for help from Williamson. He's deep in the backcourt with 20 seconds to go here in the first half. In the backcourt, Ty Linus. Now off to Karsten Williamson. 10 seconds left. They need to make their move. Carson Scott, 6 seconds left. Scott tries to pass it inside. It's deflected, but it's picked up by Jesse Hall. He missed the layup. That'll end the first half of play. And at halftime on the Great Dane scoreboard, it's Crawfordsville 26, Northview 19. The Knights get outscored 9-4 in that second quarter, so they've got their work cut out for them in the second half. Stay with us. We'll come back with our halftime show after we take this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Northview Knights Sports on WAMB Brazil Terre Haute, your home for timeless classics.
Pepsi Zero Sugar is for everyone. Literally everyone at your Super Bowl 54 party this year. Like the guy who only came for the commercials.
Everyone, shh. Zero talking. I need to watch these. These commercials will be the social touchstones upon which all pop culture for the next year is defined.
Here, Doug. Have a Pepsi Zero Sugar.
Oh, thanks.
Or that one person who went overboard with the snack food presentation.
As you can clearly see, I've modified the Doritos to form an exact replica of Miami Stadium. That's guacamole to represent the field, and nope.
Have this Pepsi Zero Sugar and maybe step away from the snack table for a bit.
Make sure you stock up on Pepsi Zero Sugar, the official soft drink of Super Bowl 54, for everyone at your party.
Right now at Casey's General Stores, save on your favorite Pepsi products. 1.25-liter bottles of Pepsi, Mountain Dew, and Aquafina are only $1.79 each. Buy two and save even more. Mix and match any two for just $2 only at Casey's General Stores.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects. So stop by and see us today.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
We're back at Crawfordsville High School. My name is Dave Crooks, along with Brad Wallace. We're glad to have you tuned in tonight for high school basketball on WAMBradio.com. Also, AM 1130, 106.9 in Brazil, 99.5 if you're in the Terre Haute area. 17-15, the Knights were trailing at the end of one by two after really leading for the first 7 minutes of the game, but they let the lead slip away late in the first quarter, and then the Crawfordsville squad just kept increasing that lead where they have a 26-19 halftime lead. Brad has a look at your first half scoring and statistics.
For the Knights, led by Cade Bryan with 7 points, 6 for Tyler Hess, 3 for Brevin Cooper, and 2 for Carson Gettle, 1 for Jacob Fowler off the bench. The Knights shot the ball 2 for 7 from the charity stripe, 4 for 9 from the floor, and 3 for 8 from behind the arc. For Crawfordsville, they're led in scoring by Jesse Hall and Carson Scott, both with 6. Ian Hensley and Ty Linus both have 5. 2 apiece for Karsten Williamson and Alex Kellerman. That rounds out the scoring for Crawfordsville. From the charity stripe, they're 3 for 6. From the paint, 7 for 14. And from behind the arc, 3 for 8. Pretty balanced scoring for both teams, besides the fact that Northview, 4 turnovers, and we're not shooting the ball very well from the charity stripe as we're only 2 for 7.
26-19, that's our halftime score. The Knights trail by 7. We'll come back with more after we take this 60-second break on WAMB.
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com.
It's a new year, and we've got great deals at York Chevy Buick on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil. This month only, we have Colorados as low as $99 a month, Silverados as low as $299 per month, Chevy Blazers up to $6,500 off, and Buick Regals up to $9,000 off. Take advantage of this only at one place, York Chevy Buick on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil, where we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Dave Crooks and Brad Wallace back at Crawfordsville High School on this Saturday night as the Knights trail at halftime 26-19. Got some girls sectional basketball coming up next week. We'll talk about the 3A sectional first down at Owen Valley. They'll kick it off Tuesday with just one game. South Vermilion will take on Owen Valley. The Wildcats are favored in that game. Then the toughest team of the sectional appears to be Brownstown Central. They're going to take on Brown County on Wednesday night. Northview takes on Edgewood on Wednesday. That game is scheduled for 7:30. The Mustangs are 18-6. Northview is 8-14, so the Knights are clearly the underdog there. Brad Wallace will have live coverage along with Jacob Harden that comes your way on Wednesday night at 7:15 on WAMB. Friday night, it'll be West Vigo. They'll take on the winner of the South Vermilion Owen Valley game. And again, if Northview would get past the first game against Edgewood, we'll continue to cover the Lady Knights. At Plainfield, at the 4A sectional, it's Avon against Terre Haute North on Tuesday night. Thank you, Gary. Brownsburg taking on Mooresville on Friday night. Plainfield awaits the winner of the Avon-Terre Haute North game. Terre Haute South awaits the winner of the Brownsburg-Mooresville game. At Cloverdale in the 2A sectional on Tuesday, it'll be North Putnam against Cloverdale in the first game. At 7:30, it'll be Riverton Park against Park Heritage. We'll have that broadcast on our sister station, 104.9. WAXI. On Friday of next week, South Putnam awaits the winner of North Putnam versus Cloverdale, and then it's Southmont waiting the winner of the Riverton Park Park Heritage game. We'll have that game on 104.9 WAXI as well. Clay City's 1A sectional next week on Tuesday kicks off with Bloomfield against Eminence. Then it's Shackamack versus White River Valley. Friday, it's Clay City against the winner of the Bloomfield-Eminence game. North Central against the winner of the Shackamack-White River game. So good luck to all the area teams in the girls' sectional, especially the Northview Knights as they battle in the 3A sectional. And again, we'll have coverage for you here on WAMB. And I've got some exciting news, Brad. We've been carrying select games this season, which means we haven't been carrying every game, but pretty close to it.
We've only missed three.
Well, that's true. Well, the Wabash Valley Classic, we missed those three. Yeah. There may have been one more in that mix. I don't know. But we hadn't planned on covering the Bloomfield game this Saturday. We're going to add that game to the schedule, okay? So that'll be a 2:15 broadcast on Saturday. Of course, Terre Haute South is Thursday night at 7:15. And let's just make it a clean sweep. My wife will understand. Valentine's night, we'll cover the Brown County game at home. Martinsville game the next night. I'll miss the fun at the Elks that night for the Comedy Caravan, but hey, can't always have all the fun and play too.
Well, the game will be over by 9:15, 9:30. You should be able to make it, right? The game's what? Martinsville? Well, it's only an hour and a half drive. Come on, Dave.
Yeah. So what I'm trying to say, Northview fans, all remaining Northview games for the boys will be on the radio and the girls. So every game will be on the radio, so you can count on that thanks to DLC Media and our fine sponsors who bring you the coverage.
And it's not too early to talk baseball either, Dave. They're going to start practice next week. It's going to be, you know, here before you know it. Spring's only about 44 days away.
We've got several games that are on the schedule for both. We've got 13 baseball games guaranteed this spring and at least 4 softball games. So if you want to be a part of the action, you can always call us at the Radio Center in downtown Brazil on Monday morning at 420-2518, and we'd be happy to tell you more about it. And a lot of exciting things happening at our local radio stations. And we can't thank our sponsors enough for making it all possible, especially our Northview coverage. But, of course, we appreciate you listening. If you haven't done it yet, go to our Facebook page, Timeless Classics WAMB. Give us a like. That always helps. And you can always stay posted with all the updates we give on both local news and our next Northview broadcast. And just help us spread the word that the Northview games are on the radio. And if you run into some of our sponsors, let them know you appreciate the coverage, and they'll appreciate your comments as well.
And if you haven't listened yet, tune in to 92.7 and listen to the listen to the rock station, the best rock station in the Wabash Valley. You know, Dave, you know you're going to get a mouthful of me of that all the time when we talk about that, because I am a big fan of 92.7.
We just got our latest numbers back, and we've grown the audience sixfold. So so that's kind of cool on that station. And I'm happy to report, if you can put all of our combined audience for the 5 stations in a room, it could fill Holman Center 8.5 times.
That's sweet. So, speaking of Holman Center, hey, look, the Sycamore is doing really good this season.
I want to go see them play before the season gets away. Second half is underway. The Knights trail by 7, 26-19. Northview will have the basketball to get this second half rolling. Caleb Swearingen off to Tyler Hess. Hess off to Cade Bryan. Bryan, top of the key, looks for help. He'll find Swearingen. Caleb at the left wing, hands it off to Brevin Cooper. Now it's off to Cade Bryan. Bryan drives it inside, and he gets the layup.
That's what we need to start with, attacking the rim and not trying to throw it from 24 foot on the second pass. 9 passes that time before we made a basket.
9 points for Cade Bryan, makes it 26-21. Crawfordsville's lead cut to 5. From the corner, Carson Scott, 3-point attempt, no good. Cade Bryan gets the rebound. Cade down court. Bryan, he dribbles in the backcourt, hands it off to Brevin Cooper. Cooper now off to Caleb Swearingen. Swearingen to Cade Bryan. Bryan takes it inside, layup good.
That's what we got to do right there, Dave. We got to get the ball moved around, get the defenders off their feet.
And what just happened there?
A pass was tipped into the fans here by Brevin Cooper on a hustle play. But the Knights doing what they need to do now is tack the basket.
6:54 left. We're in the third quarter. It's a 3-point lead for Crawfordsville as the Knights are coming back. Zaire Morgan, he's on the wing, right side, passes it off to the top of the key to Karsten Williamson. Now over to the left side to Carson Scott. Scott in the backcourt. Right side pass off to Zaire Morgan. Now to Karsten Williamson. Williamson off to Ian Hensley. He puts it up. Three-point shot is good. That's his second three of the night. He's got 8 points. That makes it 29-23, a six-point lead for Crawfordsville with 6:15 to go here in the third quarter. Cade Bryan tries to backdoor Brevin Cooper. He kicks it back out to Carson Gettle, and Gettle gets a nice three-point jumper.
Way to answer for Carson there. Nice set there again by the Knights. They looked inside, couldn't get it, and Cooper kicked it out, and a nice three by Gettle.
5:58 to go here in the third quarter, 29-26. It's a three-point lead for Crawfordsville. Jesse Hall now on the right side to Carson Scott. Scott to Ian Hensley. Hensley off to Jesse Hall. Hall to Zaire Morgan. Morgan to Carson Scott. Scott to Karsten Williamson. He drives the lane off the glass and good. 4 points for the 5'11 senior. 5-point lead for Crawfordsville, 31-26 with 5:26 to go here in the third quarter. Brevin Cooper. Oh, Swearingen's open underneath. He gets the pass and puts it up and in.
First 2 points for Caleb with 5:17 to go in the third. You don't say that very often in high school basketball.
31-28, Crawfordsville with a three-point lead. They have the basketball. Ian Hensley. Hensley off now to Karsten Williamson. Off to Jesse Hall. We've got a whistle.
Foul's going to be on Carson Gettle. Not a bad foul. He'd gotten beat, and he saved the easy layup.
So Gettle with his first. Tonight's game is service of Lorenz Service Incorporated at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzServiceIncorporated.com for more information or call Tony and his team at 446-7331. Jesse Hall's free throw shot. First one is up and good. 4-point lead. This could make it a 5-point lead. It's up and good. 33-28 Crawfordsville. 5 minutes left in this third quarter. Here come the Knights. Brevin Cooper across the timeline. Off now to Tyler Hess. Hess to Jacob Fowler. Fowler off to Brevin Cooper. Cooper drives the lane and he gets it. Brevin Cooper has 5 points. The Knights cut the lead to three again, but Crawfordsville, they break away to the basket with Cole Watt. He misses the layup, but a foul is called. It's going to be against Northview's Jacob Fowler.
And that wasn't a foul. He tapped the ball, but they give it to Crawfordsville.
So two free throws coming up for the 5'11 senior Cole Watt. First one is up, and it's good. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Park County REMC. They are your Touchtone Energy Cooperative.
That's Cole Watt's first point of the game.
Watt will try his second free throw. It's up, and it's around the rim, no good. Caleb Swearingen gets the rebound, clears it out to Carson Gettle. Back to Swearingen, top of the key. Caleb dribbles, passes it off. Now a three-point attempt is up and no good by Ethan DeHart. Rebound picked up by Cole Watt. Here comes Crawfordsville. Jesse Hall down court. Hall works his way in, and they're going to call traveling and take away the bucket.
He traveled twice on that possession, but they only called it the second time.
34-30.
Knights with a chance to cut it to one.
Well, the Knights are trailing by four. 4:20 left here in this third quarter. Brevin Cooper brings it down across the timeline. Cooper throws it to Caleb Swearingen. He's in the backcourt. Caleb to the right side of the lane. He tries a bounce pass into Fowler, but it got away, but it's saved. Brevin Cooper tries a three-pointer. No good. Caleb Swearingen tried to put back. It's no good.
He's going to shoot a free throw.
But we've got a foul called. It'll be against, it looks like that's going to be against Ty Linus. So Linus gets the foul. Caleb Swearingen at the free throw line to shoot two. Swearingen's free throw shot is up, and it's good. Tonight's game is service of U.S. Lawns. They're at 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Swearingen ready for the next free throw shot. It is up and good.
4 points for Caleb Swearingen. Cuts a lead to two at 4 minutes to go in the third.
3:57 left on the Great Dane scoreboard here in the third quarter. Zaire Morgan.
Stolen away by Cooper, and he just threw it in the
backcourt. Oh, and now it's loose again. They're going to be a jump ball. Who's going to have it? It looks like it's going to go back to Northview.
Now it'll be Crawfordsville.
Nope,
ball.
You're right.
Yeah. Good hustle there by Brevin Cooper and by Ethan DeHart getting on the floor.
3:45 remaining. We're in the third quarter. 34-32. Crawfordsville leads by two. Substitution, Karsten Williamson will replace Zaire Morgan for Crawfordsville.
Done a really good job defending Jesse Hall. He's only got 8 points.
Williamson will dribble the basketball. He'll pass it off to Ty Linus. On the left side is Karsten Williamson. Now to Cole Watt. To Ty Linus. Now Karsten Williamson. Williamson off to Linus. They'll throw it in to Hensley. Back out to the top of the key to Cole Watt. Now down to the baseline. Quick five-foot jumper is up and good. That's Karsten Williamson with his 6 point. And Crawfordsville has a 4 point lead at 36-32. Down court for Northview. Brevin Cooper missed it from the right side of the lane near the goal on the baseline. Williamson takes it down court, misses the layup. Rebound picked up by Jacob Fowler for Northview. Here come the Knights. Swearingen down court in the corner. It's Ethan DeHart. 3 point attempt, no good. Rebound by Ian Hensley. Here comes Crawfordsville. 2:42 left here in the third quarter. Linus, top of the key. It's in and out. Rebound picked up by Caleb Swearingen. He'll clear it out to Brevin Cooper. He drives the lane, got the layup. Brevin Cooper has 7. The Knights have cut the lead to 2 once again, 36-34. Northview has not led since late in the first quarter. Crawfordsville with Ty Linus off to Ian Hensley. Hensley off to Jesse Hall. Top of the key is Cole Watt. Now to Williamson. And now it looks like Crawfordsville wants a timeout. It'll be a 60. On the Great Dane scoreboard with 2:09 to go in the third quarter, 36-34 Crawfordsville. Back with more in 1 minute on WAMB.
Process Development and Fabrication in Brazil wants to congratulate Northview Athletics on a phenomenal 2018-19 sports season. Whether you need a small piece of equipment for inspection purposes, a 900-foot assembly line, or even an entire plant design and layout, there is no project that is too small or too large for PDF Inc. to handle. They are building for the world. PDF Inc. is always interested in creative, dependable people. If that sounds like you, visit pdfinc.com/careers to send in your resume.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at Crawfordsville High School, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace. 2:09 to go here in the third quarter, 36-34, 2 point lead for the home team, Crawfordsville. Ty Linus will throw it to the right side to Karsten Williamson. He tries to lob it inside, but Caleb Swearingen makes a steal. Fast break to Carson Gettle, and the layup is good. Carson Gettle has 7, and the Knights have tied it up at 36 all. Down court, Jesse Hall. Top of the key, Hall. Dribbles, stops, puts it up from the free throw line. He missed it. Rebound picked up by Jacob Fowler. Here come the Knights. A fast break, Gettle to Swearingen. He gets the layup, and the Knights have taken the lead. Now, down court, Ian Hensley with the ball. Hensley to Makai Wallace, or make that Jesse Hall, rather. Karsten Williamson off to Ty Linus. Linus to Ian Hensley. Backdoor pass to Jesse Hall. He's inside, misses the layup, gets his own rebound. He tries to get away from three defenders. He puts it up and in. Jesse Hall with 10 points. It's a tie ball game at 38 with 1:08 to go here in the third quarter. Brevin Cooper with the basketball. Now it's off to Jacob Fowler in the backcourt once again to Cooper. Cooper will set the offense up for the Knights. He'll pass it off right side. Driving it toward the lane is Jacob Fowler. And he's going to, are they going to call a charge?
They did. They called an offensive foul on Jacob Fowler.
So Jacob Fowler picks up the personal. That'll be his second.
He got tripped.
So 54 seconds left on the clock here in the third quarter, and we are tied at 38. Jesse Hall off now to Karsten Williamson. Williamson gets it across the midcourt line. Williamson, right side pass. It's picked up by Ty Linus, takes it inside, and he gets the layup. 7 points for Linus. Crawfordsville gets the lead back, 40-38, with 33 seconds left on the clock here in the third quarter. Northview trying to get the last bucket of the quarter, it appears. Brevin Cooper is double-teamed in the backcourt. He gets the pass off to Cade Bryan. Bryan back to Cooper. 17 seconds left on the clock here in quarter number three. Cooper off now to Jacob Fowler, to Swearingen. Swearingen takes it inside. He tries to get around his defenders, but the shot is blocked. 3 seconds left. At the buzzer, they miss it as Karsten Williamson tried to score, and that's the end of three. On the Great Dane scoreboard, Crawfordsville 40, Northview 38. Stay with us. Back with more in 60 seconds on WAMB.
If you are cold and hungry, feel the heat while you eat. At Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil. At Cilantro's, all of their delicious, authentic Mexican food is made as you order, so it's fresh, fast, and available in their dining room or carry out to yours. Plus, if you have a group event, remember Cilantro's Party Room with seating up to 70. For details or reserve a table, call 420-3299. Come in from the cold and feel the heat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, 903 West Jackson in Brazil. When you're at Cilantro's, you're familiar.
Why is Great Dane so successful? Great Dane offers the most innovative and versatile trailer design in the industry. Custom built, custom specific, and American made. Great Dane is focused on the needs of our customers. With decades of success right here in the Wabash Valley, you can be a part of the Great Dane team. Apply today online at greatdane.com or call our main office in Brazil, 812-443-4711. Great doesn't stop. Join our team today.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Quickly hands it off to Tyler Hess. Hess, top of the key, passes to Caleb Swearingen. He throws it in to Cade Bryan. Fakes, puts it up, got it! Nice job by Cade Bryan. He's got 13 points, and the Knights have tied it up at 40 with 7:38 to go in the game. Down court, Karsten Williamson feeds it in to Jesse Hall. Cross court pass to Ian Hensley. Top of the key, quickly goes to Williamson. He takes it inside. It rolls around the rim and rolls off. And look at that, a steal.
That should have been a foul. It was a foul.
Karsten Williamson, his head hits the scorer's table right in front of us. And are they going to let the Crawfordsville have it back? Apparently they are.
The foul should have been on number five, Carson Scott. He dove right into him.
Homer. 7:18
on Brian.
To go in the game. We're tied at 40. We're on the road, Brad. Come on.
I know, but still that was.
Karsten Williamson off to Ian Hensley. Three-point attempt, no good. Rebound picked up by Cade Bryan. Bryan off to Brevin Cooper. Cooper top of the key. Bounce pass off to Swearingen. In the corner, it's picked up by Tyler Hess. He quickly gives the ball to Cade Bryan. Bryan with the basketball near the free throw line, works his way inside, gets a nice shot off the glass.
15 now for Cade Bryan as he leads the Knights.
He's the man right now.
We got the lead back.
42-40. Knights have led now by two. Inside, a missed opportunity by Ian Hensley as his shot was short. Rebound picked up by Brevin Cooper. Down court quickly to Caleb Swearingen. Over toward the right side to Carson Gettle, and his three-point shot is good.
10 now for Gettle, double digits for two Knights, and we got a five-point lead.
45-40 on the Great Dane scoreboard with 6:15 to go in the game. Karsten Williamson with the ball. Williamson toward the right side as the Knights bench and fans are really fired up. Now they'll lob it off to Jesse Hall. He'll kick it back to Ian Hensley, top of the key. It's around the rim, no good. Rebound picked up by Caleb Swearingen. Here come the Knights with 5:55 to go in the game. Northview with a 5-point lead, 45-40.
9-0 run for the Knights, Dave.
From the left corner, 3-point shot is good by Cade Bryan.
Make that 12-0 run.
48-40, the Knights lead by 8. And we've got a timeout called on the Great Dane scoreboard. Stay with us on WAMB.
That's the sound of money being poured down the drain. Because if you're not using H&R Block, you may be paying too much for tax prep. But it's not too late. If you switch to Block, you could start saving, which means you could start spending on things you really want. Expert tax prep for less. Just another way, it's better with Block.
This is Sue Goshen from your locally owned H&R Block in Brazil. We're open early and late for your convenience. Come see us.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Northview Knights on a 12-0 run. They now lead 48-40 with 5:40 to go on the Great Dane scoreboard here in the fourth quarter. Crawfordsville will have the basketball as play resumes. Karsten Williamson with the ball. Williamson passes it off to Jesse Hall. He'll try a three. It's no good. Rebound picked up by Brevin Cooper for Northview. Here come your Knights. Cooper across the timeline. Cooper passes it off to Cade Bryan. Bryan near the free throw line. Continues to dribble toward the backcourt. He'll hand off to Carson Gettle.
We don't have to hurry.
That's right. The clock is now our friend. And we've got a reach-in foul by Carson Scott. That'll be his first with 5:05 to go in the game. You mentioned this during the break, and I didn't even think about this. Neither team tonight have cheerleaders
right
here.
I just don't understand it.
That seems very odd to me. I'm not sure I've ever seen a high school game with no cheerleaders.
And no band, right? Oh, no, they got a band.
They've got, a band here tonight. Yeah, we had them on the national anthem earlier. Brevin Cooper, inside pass to Swearingen. Now top of the key. Tyler Hess for three. Tyler Hess.
9 points.
Third three of the night. 51-40. And now a steal. Cooper takes it down court, and the layup is good! Brevin Cooper has 9.
No, that was Tyler Hess. It was an assist by Cooper.
My apologies.
Yep.
But we'll take the 2 points anyway. 53-40. The Knights lead by a baker's dozen. And a 3-point attempt by Williamson is no good, but we've got a whistle
blown. They whistle on Caleb. Caleb Swearingen, who's on the floor, they're going to get him with a foul, and all he did was move. All he did was move. I was watching him go for the rebound. Who missed that three, Dave?
I can't. Oh, 11. It was Carson Williamson.
Williamson, that's right.
So 4:28 left in the game as the Knights lead by 13 on some hot shooting now here late in the game.
Crawfordsville yet to score in the fourth.
Cole Watt with the basketball. Now a 3-point attempt by Ty Linus is way off the mark. Rebound picked up by Carson Gettle. Gettle off to Brevin Cooper. Cooper gets it across the midcourt line. Cooper takes it down court, passes it off to Carson Gettle. Gettle back to Cade Bryan. Bryan in the backcourt to Brevin Cooper. Cooper continues to dribble. Inside pass to Swearingen. He takes it to the hoop. The basket went in. Will they count it as a foul is called?
Basket's good.
So the foul is against Carson Scott. That'll be his second. So they'll give Caleb Swearingen the shot. That's his 8th point. He'll head to the free throw line to shoot one. Or will he?
He should. They're trying to clean up the perspiration on the floor. Only 3 fouls for our Athenians.
Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Great Dane Trailers. Join their team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil, a proud sponsor of Northview High School Sports here on WAMB. Caleb Swearingen, free throw shot is up. It is good. The Knights are starting to pull away now, 55-40, a 15-point lead, as Northview now has outscored them, what, 18-0?
18-0, yep.
How about that?
Crawfordsville yet to score in the fourth period.
Down court, it's Zaire Morgan. He'll pass it off left side. Alex Kellerman off to Ian Hensley. We've got a foul.
Swearingen's going to foul out.
So Caleb's.
Right.
Well,
oh, nope.
I thought it was Carson Gettle.
They did. They give it to Gettle.
So Gettle gets the foul. That'll be his second.
You got Swearingen for three or four?
I've got him for three.
Me too.
So at the free throw line, Ian Hensley, first time at the line tonight. First shot is good, so they finally break their scoring slump. Tonight's game is service of Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call Chad at 208-3244 for your next insurance quote. And we'll also have our player of the game sponsored by Chad Schottmeyer in the post game. He missed the second free throw, so Hensley gets one of two. 56-41, full court press by Crawfordsville. They break the press. Swearingen wide open, and he gets the layup.
Now Swearingen 11 points. Three Knights in double digits.
3.5 minutes left in the game. Crawfordsville's got their work cut out for them. They'll try a three from the left corner. Carson Scott misses it. Rebound picked up by Northview's Brevin Cooper, and we've got a whistle. What are they going to call?
Kickball.
So with 3:17 to go in the game, 58-41 is our score. Tonight's game is service of PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil and proud to be a part of this community. Inbounds play, Brevin Cooper off to Cade Bryan, now to Carson Gettle. Gettle, top of the key, he'll hand it off to Cooper. We've got a whistle blown, and a foul is going to be called.
That's on Athena, the Crawfordsville, Ian Hensley.
So Hensley picks up the personal, his third, 58-41, Northview with the lead. Inbounds play, it's picked up by Brevin Cooper. Cooper, top of the key, he'll pass it off to Tyler Hess, to Caleb Swearingen. In the lane, fakes, puts it up, and he missed it. Rebound picked up by Jesse Hall for Crawfordsville. Hall brings it down court with 2:52 to go in the game.
First missed shot for the Knights in the fourth, Dave, right there.
Three-point attempt on the way. Around the rim, no good by Alex Kellerman. 2:42 left on the clock as Swearingen gets it down to Brevin Cooper. Baseline effort by Carson Gettle. Inside, and Cade Bryan gets the shot. Bryan has got 20 points, makes it 60-41 Northview. There's a three-point attempt by Crawfordsville's, let's see, who was that? Zaire Morgan. They're going to try three or four times. Finally, someone gets it. Ty Linus picks it up, his ninth point. That makes it 60-43, 17-point lead for the Knights. Down court, Carson Gettle for three. It's good.
Nail in the coffin, Dave. Knights up by 20.
I think the fat lady's singing now.
Yep.
2 minutes left on the clock, 63-43.
We got a dunk.
Steal, Cade Bryan. Oh, he missed the dunk. Shouldn't have done that, but oh well. Down court with a minute 49 to go. Alex Kellerman off to Zaire Morgan. Backdoor pass to Hensley. Hensley cross-court pass to Hall. He gets the layup. Jesse Hall with 12 makes it 63-45 Northview. Minute 35 to go in the game. Stay with us for our post-game interview with Coach Byron and to see who our player of the game is, sponsored by Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer. Brevin Cooper off to Cade Bryan. Minute 20 left on the clock as the Knights lead 63-45. And wow, just some consecutive scoring has really made the difference. The Knights have five players ready to go in.
Yep, checking in for the Knights will be Jacob Fowler, Ethan D. Hart, Christian Rumpke, Braxton Sampson, and Colton Wallace.
Tonight's game is service of Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil. It's Brazil's home of excellence, excellent Mexican food. Cilantro's is located at Highways 40 and 340 on the west edge of Brazil. So great comeback by this Northview team. Minute 10 to go, 63-45. Knights have the lead and the basketball. Ethan DeHart with the ball. And the ball is stolen. It's picked up by Crawfordsville. Zaire Morgan takes it down court, and he gets the layup. That's his first two of the night, and he draws the foul. I guess so. I missed it.
Yeah, me too. It's going to be on Christian Rumpke.
So Rumpke commits the personal. Morgan at the free throw line for the first time tonight. Don't forget, we're on the air Thursday from Terre Haute South at 7:15. Hope to see you in the stands. If you can't make it, we'll have the coverage here on WAMB as the free throw shot is good, 63-48. Ball is stolen. Zaire Morgan picks a pocket, and the three-point attempt is no good. Rebound picked up by Christian Rumpke, and now we've got a foul with 50 seconds to go.
I think it was just knocked out of bounds. It'd be Northview basketball.
Inbounds play. Northview gets it down to Colton Wallace. Wallace in the backcourt with 42 seconds to go. He'll hand it off now to Christian Rumpke. Rumpke off to Colton Wallace. Wallace up high on the wing, right side. Ethan DeHart picks it up. DeHart off now to Christian Rumpke. Rumpke to Ethan DeHart. 22 seconds left on the clock. DeHart tries a three. It's in and out.
Coach Byram don't like that, but we'll play on.
13 seconds left in the game. Zaire Morgan. 7 seconds left as Morgan continues to hold it. Now he passes it off. Kellerman shoots a three. It's no good. It won't matter. The putback is up and in by Nate Mayer, and the game is over. On the Great Dane scoreboard, your Northview Knights 63, Crawfordsville 50. The Knights were five-point favorites. They win it by a baker's dozen. How about that? Stay with us. We'll come back with our postgame show. We'll take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Northview High School Sports on your home for timeless classics, WAMB.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
Process Development and Fabrication in Brazil wants to congratulate Northview Athletics on a phenomenal 2018-19 sports season. Whether you need a small piece of equipment for inspection purposes, a 900-foot assembly line, or even an entire plant design and layout, there's no project that is too small or too large for PDF Inc. to handle. They are building for the world. PDF Inc. is always interested in creative, dependable people. If that sounds like you, visit pdfinc.com/careers to send in your resume.
Pepsi Zero Sugar is for everyone, literally everyone at your Super Bowl 54 party this year. Like the guy who only came for the commercials.
Everyone, shh, zero talking. I need to watch these. These commercials will be the social touchstones upon which all pop culture for the next year is defined.
Here, Doug, have a Pepsi Zero Sugar.
Oh, thanks.
Or that one person who went overboard with the snack food presentation.
As you can clearly see, I've modified the Doritos to form an exact replica of Miami Stadium. That's guacamole to represent the field, and nope.
Have this Pepsi Zero Sugar and maybe step away from the snack table for a bit.
Make sure you stock up on Pepsi Zero Sugar, the official soft drink of Super Bowl 54, for everyone at your party.
Right now at Casey's General Stores, save on your favorite Pepsi products. 1.25-liter bottles of Pepsi, Mountain Dew, and Aquafina are only $1.79 each. Buy two and save even more. Mix and match any two for just $2 only at Casey's General Stores.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back at Crawfordsville High School, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace. Nice effort tonight by the Knights, as Northview wins at 63-50 on the road at Crawfordsville to improve to 12 wins and 5 losses on the season. Crawfordsville drops to 9-7. Your quarter scores look like this. Northview actually led for almost the entire first quarter, but Crawfordsville actually took the lead at the buzzer, 17-15 at the end of one. Crawfordsville led 26-19 at halftime. Crawfordsville led 40-38 at the end of three. But the big difference, of course, was the fourth quarter, as we outscored them 25-10 to take this 13-point win tonight. and Northview continues to roll. So a pretty solid win tonight for Michael Byram's club.
Great shooting in the fourth quarter, Dave. 1-for-1 from the free throw line, 6-for-7 from the paint, and 4-for-5 from three-point land. Scoring for the Knights, leading scorer, Cade Bryan with 20 points. Cade Bryan did not miss a shot in the second half. 13 for Carson Gettle, 11 apiece for Caleb Swearingen and Tyler Hess, 7 for Brevin Cooper, and 1 point for Jacob Fowler off the bench. For Crawfordsville, they were led by Jesse Hall with 12, 9 apiece for Ian Hensley and Ty Linus, 6 apiece for Carson Scott and Kirsten Williamson, 3 for Zion Morgan, 2 apiece for Alex Kellerman and Nate Mayer, and 1 for Cole Watt. Knights shooting for the game, 5-for-10 from the free throw line, 17-for-25 from the floor, and 8-for-13 from behind the arc. 58 points coming from the floor. Nice offensive and defensive play here by the Knights tonight.
And here comes Michael Byram. Nice win, Coach. Hey, we liked the way that looked in the second half. How about that?
You know what? I thought we were ourselves in the second half. We're defending, rebounding, and then moving the ball offensively.
In the first half, was it just the one-shot situation that kind of hurt you at times, or what do you think
I don't
happened?
Know if it was necessarily that. I think that the foul issues kind of got to us, and we were moving the ball. I don't think we were shooting as quickly as we did last night, but I felt like we could have got better shots.
Yep.
Like, we were kind of patient, if that makes sense. I don't know, but, like, that was a good win.
That was a good win. And I tell you what, Cade Bryan led the way for you in that second half. It just seemed like he got you back on track.
You know what? I thought he kind of played tired a little bit in the first half. Well, we got in foul trouble, and he didn't get his breaks. But, I mean, Cade's really stepped it up in the second half and had a great game.
Yep, absolutely. What else you want to say about your team tonight, Coach?
You know what? I'm very proud of our guys. I mean, that's a good road win against a good team. It's February. We're getting close to the big day. So, I mean, we got to keep grinding and get better. And then we got a big game this Thursday at Terre Haute South. We've already beaten North and West Vigo. We'd sure love to go ahead and take care of the other Vigo County school on Thursday.
So what do you know about South? Obviously, you've seen them at the Classic. I mean, not their best team of the year, but they're still playing such big schools all the time. You can't overlook them, of course.
Well, they're quick. They're athletic. They're going to get after us defensively. They've got some size, and we're going to – the quickness, that's something we're going to have to get ourselves ready for by Thursday. But you know what? I think when we play hard and we play together on both ends, I think we can beat pretty much anybody.
I said that tonight. The second half, I don't know what you expressed in the locker room or if it was just them, the starters getting a chance to get a breath and get back to health, but they come out a whole different team. You know, we only missed 5 shots in the second half. And whenever you can move the ball around and attack the rim, we attacked the rim. We had 7 shots before we even tried something from outside, and we made 6 of those 7.
Well, I mean, it wasn't anything special at halftime. I mean, we talked about we felt like we weren't as tough as we are. We didn't play tough in the first half. We didn't play together. And our awareness for one another, especially on the offensive end, wasn't like normal. So we just kind of talked about that and regrouped and talked about our formula. We think that if we defend, rebound, and move the ball on offense, that we can beat anybody, and I think we got back to that.
We did in the second half, and that's great. And, you know, Cade Bryan had a great game, but Tyler Hess, 11 points. Tyler didn't miss a shot tonight. And what Tyler did, you know, he did what we expect him to do, and that's go out there and defend the whole game. And if anybody's tired when they leave this gym, it's got to be Tyler S.
Well, I mean, we put him on our on our opponent's best offensive player every game to get started. And we got other capable guys who could really defend. But, like for Cade and Caleb, who I think are – and even Brevin, those three are really good defenders. Having Tyler to kind of spell them a little bit where they're not exhausting themselves – as like early in the game, I think that really benefits us.
Jacob Fowler with some great minutes tonight too, coming in off the bench. Jacob's really getting his feet under him.
You know, not only Jacob, but I think Ethan. I think both those two sophomores are playing. They're playing hard and they're doing a lot of great things. Ethan kind of got into foul trouble tonight early on, which kind of took him out of his game. But I mean, both those guys, this is their first varsity season. I mean, it's a lot different, you know, like especially when you go on the road. So, I mean, they're doing a great job, and we expect big things from those guys.
JV had a good game, too, 49-46 win. The freshman Christian Rumpke with 16 points lead scoring. It was a pretty good night for the JV as well.
Well, those guys kind of same boat. I think when they play hard on the defensive end and share the ball offensively, I think they're good. Like, they do a lot of great things. I mean, they've only lost two or three games all year long. I mean, I think I'm really proud of our boys in our program. They're great young men. They work extremely hard, and I'm glad to see them have success.
We need to fill the gym Thursday night. Friends, family, everybody needs to be there and watch.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, it's a big game. I mean, this is against the neighbor. We need to go. Yep. We need to go. Go over there and show how proud are we are here of our young men.
And you played a team tonight that not only had a lot of height, they were a good quality team. They had 9 players score.
They're good. Yeah. I mean, that Greencastle sectional, it's going to be brutal. I mean, there's a lot of really good teams in there.
Their conference is brutal.
Yeah, I mean, and they play a lot of tough teams. Coach and I were talking. I mean, their stretch is equally as tough as ours here to lead into sectional. So, I mean, they'll have some success.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win. Your team continues to roll. 12-5, not bad, and a couple of good ones next week with Terre Haute South Thursday and Bloomfield on Saturday, and I announced this at halftime. We're going to just go ahead and cover every game you've got left this season. So we're going to keep rolling.
Awesome. I appreciate that, Dave.
Well, we appreciate you. So, Coach, thanks again. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Oh, the big question now for the weekend. Chiefs or 49ers?
I'm a Saints fan.
Okay.
So.
Whoops.
I will watch the game because I watch the Super Bowl every year.
Sure.
But I will probably be breaking down film during that.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to go with the Chiefs.
Okay, I'm a Shakira and Jennifer Lopez fan, but I'm going to go with the Chiefs, okay? I think that I just like to see Andy win one, you know?
No, I agree. Like, Coach Reed, unbelievable.
Yeah.
You really paid attention to his career and all the success he's had. Like, and he's a great person, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you always say, like, his former players say nothing but kind things about him.
Well, and you figure between the Royals winning it a few years ago and the World Series, it's time for the Chiefs to win one after 50 years.
I like the Cubs, right?
Coach, have a great weekend. Congratulations on a big win. Michael Byram and the postgame interview, 63-50 as Northview beats a very good Crawfordsville team tonight to advance to a 12-5 record. Let's take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to announce our Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Player of the Game, sponsored by local agent Chad Schottmeyer. Back with more after these messages on WAMB.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects, so stop by and see us today.
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com.
This is Josh Keady at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. For the rest of our Start Something New sales event in January, all new vehicle purchases will receive the first year's maintenance on us. With deals like $5,000 off in-stock Jeep Gladiator, $5,000 off in-stock Jeep Wranglers, both two- and four-door, and the all-new Ram 1500, as low as $309 per month. Come see our new location on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil, and let us show you how we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
When you need insurance, it's important to have an agent you can trust. I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil. When I meet with my clients, my focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask. Don't let your mailbox or a computer screen be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Dave Crooks and Brad Wallace back at Crawfordsville High School as the Knights pick up a nice win tonight, 63-50, to improve to 12-5 on the season. Time now to announce our player of the game. It's sponsored by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call Chad at 812-208-3244 for your next insurance quote. I think it's pretty clear who deserves this award tonight, Brad.
Well, yeah, and I'll tell you, I wish we could give an award to all 12 varsity players, because not only did the seven that got into play, we didn't have cheerleaders tonight. And every time I looked over there, the five that weren't playing were standing up and cheering and hollering, and that's night pride. But, yeah, tonight, you hands down, the guy that come back, he only had 7 points at halftime, didn't score in the second period. All right, he had seven in the first period, nothing in the second, and the third and the fourth strung out 13 points on his own, went on a 12-0 run. Player of the game tonight, Indiana Farm Bureau agent Chad Schottmeyer, is none other than number one, or number three, Cade Bryan.
Yeah, Cade really led the effort in that second half to put us back in the game, so no doubt about it. So 20 points for Cade. He led scorers from both teams and just played a nice game. So congratulations to Cade Bryan, our Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game for this Saturday night at Crawfordsville. Some program reminders coming up. A good game on Wednesday. The Lady Knights will take on Edgewood. Brad and Jacob will have the coverage for you. 7:15 or so should be our pregame time here on WAMB. Thursday night, 7:15, we go to Terre Haute South for a boys game. Again, we know not everybody can always make it in person, but if you can, come over and root the Knights on, because that should be a good battle. And we'd love to see you in the stands, but if you can't make it, live coverage 7:15 on Thursday. And as we just announced earlier tonight, we're going to add all remaining Northview Knights games for the rest of the season. So that includes Sunday's game at Bloomfield. The Cardinals playing very well.
Yep.
They're always tough. But they've got a good thing going once again. That'll be a 2:30 game on Saturday afternoon on February 8th. We'll be on the air at 2:15 with all the coverage here on WAMB. Anything else to share with us tonight before we make the long road trip back home, Brad?
One thing, Dave, I was just looking back through John Harrell's stats. This is the best start since 2003-04, when the Knights finished 21-5, losing to Bloomington North in the regional. This is the best start for the Knights, being 12-5 since 2003-04, when Coach Mitch Lancaster took Logan Whitman, Zach Keys, and that group on to regional.
How about that? And what's your pick for the Super Bowl tomorrow?
Well, you know what? I really like what Kansas City's doing. I like the Mahomes. He's the future. And I'll tell you what, I hope they don't score anything the first half. I really don't, because they're liable to score 63 in the second half, because they only play after halftime. And like you said about the halftime show, you know, I think I'm going to set my alarm for about 8:10 so I can just watch the halftime show and watch Mahomes and the Chiefs win the second half.
Well, after all that energy by Jennifer Lopez and Shakira, you might be up till 2 in the morning. I don't know.
I hope Tara's up with me.
Want to thank Dennis Porter, our studio producer tonight. Want to thank you for listening, as well as all of our sponsors. Be sure to let our sponsors know that you appreciate our coverage of Northview sports. And again, go to our Facebook page, Timeless Classics WAMB. Like us. You'll be able to stay in touch with all of our broadcasts, as well as the fact that we give you local news information and so much more. Timeless Classics WAMB. And we'd love to have your feedback too, so leave us a message there on our Facebook page at Timeless Classics WAMB. For Brad Wallace, I'm Dave Crooks, where again the Knights win tonight 63-50. Until Thursday night, this is Dave Crooks saying so long, everybody.
You've been listening to Northview Basketball on Timeless Classics WAMB. This game has been brought to you by Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. U.S. Lawns, located at 1309 North Root Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Great Dane Trailers, join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. Great Dane Trailers, Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Lorenz Service Incorporated, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information or call Tony at 446-7331. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of the community. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. They're now hiring. Apply now at Morris Manufacturing, located at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, Brazil's home of excellent Mexican food. Cilantro's, located at Highway 40 and 340. Sukoshin, your hometown H&R Block, located at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. And by Refreshment Services, distributors of Pepsi in the Wabash Valley. We hope you'll patronize these sponsors and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Be sure and join us next time for Northview Basketball.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute.